The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this day. Beautiful day. Beautiful second half of the year. Why? Because the first half has been beautiful. If the first half have produced this that we are seeing today, then what would the second half produce? Much more. 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 Father, we give you praise. This house, thank you. This house give you praise. This house bless you. This house worship you. You are the God that giveth waters in wilderness. You make river to flow in deserts. You make river to flow in deserts. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, because we are standing on waters and we are breaking forth into dimensions of waters that you are going to be releasing in this second half of the year. Thank you, Jesus. 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 I bless you. We bless you as a house. We sing to this well as a house. We sing to this well. And we say, well, spring forth. Spring up. 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 Thank you. Thank you for today. Thank you for every single life that you have gathered here today. Thank you for every single soul that you are going to be blessed today. Thank you for the spirit of your servant, Reverend Busui and Olabode and Reverend Binkwe Olabode, the lawgiver over this territory, the lawgiver over this walk under our Lord Jesus Christ, the chief lawgiver. Father, we thank you, because as we take our place, as we take order, as we stand in alignment, these brooks will begin to break upon us. Thank you, because our fountain springs, wells will spring forth here. Thank you for this second half of the year. It is declared a half of the year, a 6 months of breaking forth of springs of wells of water. Thank you, Jesus, because you are blessing us today. Thank you for entrance. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, because we are under your servant, Reverend Busui and Binkwe Olabode. Thank you, because their spirit is gathered with us. And so we launch in your name. And so we are here in your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory and honor be unto your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Can we put those hands together for the Lord? Can we put those hands together for the Lord? Hallelujah.
Suvrekita in a mentor, in a mentor, suviligilanta, in a menanos. Prekata in a mentor, in a man, a season, a katana. I have gone before you. I have gone before you. I have prepared the way, even on this journey, even as this journey, pintili ramante le prenda sufe le kata in a minima. A water we break forth, following you on this journey. A break it in unto vriyanamante sufre kata. Even as this water has followed the children of Israel in the wilderness, even this stream of light, this stream of light has break forth, following you on this journey. On this fountain there is water. I will bring signs to go before you. Signs will go before you. Bring the Even out of you shall flow rivers of living water. Out of you shall flow rivers of living water. I have break waters to break forth. Even light has broken forth. Break into joy. Break into joy. I want you to break into joy. I say go forth into joy. Even testimony will be seen in you. Men will see this testimony in you. And you will shine as light. Even as the waters go with you. Even before you. See as the Spirit of the Lord.
Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. Honor and praise to you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. For some time now, we have been looking at the issue of charity, and we are still there. And the theme of Comfy says our brotherhood, and even that of Zoe Conference says peculiar treasure. Amen. So that is still feels we should stay in this boundary. And let us ensure that this work is completely done. Understanding love, the love of Christ, is not simple. Is not simple at all. The story of Jacob and Leah and Rachel came to my mind again. Can we see that place? That should be in Genesis. There is a love that, and Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed. What is the meaning of tender-eyed? There is another version that call it weak eye. The eye of Leah. Okay. Leah's eyes were weak. But Rachel was beautiful in form. Ayabaka. Oh God. And you know, when you see a guy, there is something a man is looking for. It's a beauty. They used to say that beauty lies in the eye of the beholder. But there is some beauty that every eye that see it knows that more fine jaw. Ti o ba fine loju e wo lo mo. So Rachel is the dazzling babe in town. In form, in shape, in appearance. But I know that Leah is beautiful, but for these eyes. The eye was not bright. The eye is not, you know. You see, one thing that we have not known is that if 3, 4, 5 sisters are in a place and there is one that is spiritually Hey, it's there. Everything. Ah. Every brother tends to want to marry that one that has the feel of spirituality. And it's also beautiful. You understand what I'm saying? But do you know that? What is more important? That your wife, that you see a sister that can hug you. Can hug you with you. Does not mean our heart is bad. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. If you are husband and you marry a perfect girl, what are you husbanding? You know, many people want a perfect product, which is not bad. It's good to look for perfect. But why not look for heart? Husbanding is work. Is what? Is grooming. Some people are going to be, they don't take rubbish from you. You feel they are proud. Ah, pastor, I don't think if I talk to this guy, the guy is the way to give back to me. The guy, I will. Ah, let me go for this. He said that anything I say, yes, sir. Yes, my Lord. Coming to America. Back like a dog. What do you like? Anything you like, my Lord. What color of clothes do you like? Anything you like, my Lord. Ah, this cannot be a wife. Hallelujah. The reason why a man should grow with water and watch his wife. What do you think you are watching your wife from? That no matter how spiritual that girl is, it is until you marry her that you know what you marry. You now unravel the package. You now know that, hey? You shall one bill. What the hell? Hey? But does not annul the fact that that girl is the will of God for you. I know of a man that if he did not marry that woman would not be in any husband's house. But she's in church. She loves the Lord. Fervent in the spirit. But she go give you pa pa pa. You know, take time for nonsense. If the husband no but the husband used that situation to grow. Sometimes God will play some difficult circumstances around you. Very difficult scenario. God can give you a child that is so cantankerous. You have prayed. In fact, you are a perfect example of a father in the house. It's not because you are not living as an example, but where the guy go pick his soul is from your great-grandfather that everybody hates. He just picked that soul. You see that thing? That thing will make you go look for knowledge. Many times, we don't like trouble. We just immediately, Jacob saw Rachel. Magnet. Whereas, in divine ordination, Leah was his wife. I just wanted to know that. Don't be quick to run away from issues. And that you have issues does not mean you are not praying enough. Does not mean you are not following enough. Two families can be in church. And the old three children of this one, they are cool-headed. They are always reading the Bible in church. They are always in church. Always loving to go to church. Eh? This other family has three children. One out of them. Hey! There is a way you can be looking down because of the product, thinking that there is something this man is not doing well. It now occurred to me, my grandmother used to pray one prayer those days. He said, carry anugba lori omo. I don't used to understand that prayer until later in life. That actually, sir, God must show us mercy. It's not of him that will it. We will do all that we should do. We will be an example. But sometimes, they use some things to train you to be tough in life. It's not easy. The wife they will give you, you will need to sit down with Jesus. Jesus, how do I undo this woman and my house will not be on fire? And Job will ask, if you follow me, I will teach you. That is what many husbands are running away from. That they are looking for perfect products. You don't want to task your spirit to live peaceably. Say as much as lieth within you. As much as lieth within you. Live peaceably with, say, all men. Say, all men. All men has no faith. So for you to say all men, it means there are some people that are going to be very difficult to live with. But there is no instance where you should lose life. We need to understand this aspect to know why water is important. Daddy used to say something. He said, I have never had it easy like every one of you. God used to give me terrible, terrible circumstances. And they will be looking at, how do you solve it? They'll be looking at you. How do you undo this situation? And so when you see him today, tough man that looks like he has answers to everything, they played it out through his life. Sometimes a lady can be expressional, very expressional in church. Very. And some brother will be, brother, I told you, Sherry girl, Sherry sister. Emi na mo wo. Ah no, what's a bold? Did you mean like about a bold? When it's a quiet and ornament of a quiet and a mixed spirit. That somebody is bold and expressional will tell you his mind. It does not mean that she's not a wife material. And so, when God give you your own package, receive reward, thanksgiving, and go to your house and lock your door. Thank you, Father, for this package. As you are unraveling it like onion, the thing they pepper your eyes, be thanking God, because onion is also LD for your life. As you are, be crying. Hey, shh. Open it again. The eye will be here. Ish. Yes. Because many of us, we always think that because we are in everything is, before I say it, she was my wife. As I say, my wife, as I'm saying it, she's just doing it. As I'm saying it, It does not mean she's not submitting. But they're just, as long as our souls are not yet saved, there are places you will see in the soul that you will not like. Because you too, there are some places they will see in you that will say, I thought this brother is, The first thing we first realize that he does not pray at home. Sweetheart, can we pray? Okay. I'm coming. And men can be so difficult. Men. Who instructs men? Because their wife can't instruct them. Man, it is also your own package. So as you are carrying your own package home, just happy married life, happy married life, happy married life. You see all of those things too? When you unravel your own package, thank God. You need to thank God. Thanksgiving must abound. Thanksgiving, always, always be thanking God. Because when you were single, you were hoping to marry, isn't it, sir? By the time Jacob eventually chose his lost, God was looking at him. He chose beauty. But ordination of life is on Leah. So God tried it out. Eventually, Leah was giving birth. They shot the womb of Rachel. Difficult situation. Jacob did not like Leah one day. It does not matter. Let Leah be giving birth like pig. You know, and God said, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But one thing, when eventually Rachel gave birth to two children, Joseph and what? You see, the love that Jacob has for Joseph, it was Rachel. By the time that woman died, Rachel died, the father transferred, and I mean, he transferred, sorry, Leah, he said, he moved it to Joseph. God look at it again. They took Joseph again. He now transferred it to Benjamin again. Man, you remember the day they want to meet Esau? The way he arranged his troop. He first put the servant of Leah in front. Then, oh God. The last one was Rachel. So that if you have killed everybody, before you will get to Rachel and the children, I will fight you too. Abba, kuku, kill us together. So he doesn't mind in his heart that Leah should die and all his children. He doesn't mind. Heart of man. Desperately wicked. And God did not change his mind. So, now look at what happened. Eventually, Joseph, God put the thing on Joseph. But eventually, you know that in the blessing of the children, he said, the scepter will not depart from Judah, neither the law from between his feet, until Shiloh come. Unto Judah shall the gathering of his people be. God put throne on Judah. But God had to play along. He placed blessing on Joseph's. Then when it comes for Manasseh and Ephraim and Manasseh, he crossed hand. He put blessing on Ephraim. But the idol in the mother of Rachel disturbed Ephraim. Ephraim is joined to his idol. Let him be. So idol can move from grandmother to mother. To children. Like faith can also move from grandmother to mother. Are you following me this morning? Ephraim is joined to what? Idols. Let him alone. Something shifted. Why? Idols. Charity, beauty, bow, roide. So the choice you are making today, when you say godly seed, say godly seed. There is a combination that will produce godly seed. There is a kind of blood that should marry another kind of blood that should produce an offspring. Which it is God that knows and is the one that can pierce those blood. If you pierce yourself, the thing shifted from Joseph. You know, this is Joseph now. Ephraim is Joseph. The thing shifted to Benjamin. How? Saul of Kish is a Benjamite. They use kingdom to test him. Maybe we can still favor Rachel. Maybe there is something there. So you won't say that we rejected. They moved the kingdom to... Saul was not looking for kingdom. He was looking for his father's lost heirs. And then they kept kingdom for him. Saul, can you rule Israel? Hey, that's Benjamin. You know what ended Saul's life? Saul loved the people more than the instruction of Samuel. And God said, let us not be doing trial and error. I have found David. He has always found David in Leah. But he will allow time to prove that. Oh God. God can be going this way. And he will follow you to this place. And he will be following you. And then, so that at the end of the day, you will say, God, you are just. Eventually, he's bringing you here. So, eventually, God found David. Because all the while, the scepter shall not depart from Judah. And you know, David was from the tribe of Judah. That was where Jesus came from. Is the lion of the what? Leah. God remembered Leah and all our afflictions. What am I saying? Look beyond the natural. See into divine thought. But sometimes, what I'm saying now is like grammar. Because she can be fine, I also be divine thought, Pastor. Hallelujah. There is a love that our love must be purified. So when you allow your flesh to die, you are offering. Offering and sacrifices. You remember yesterday?
Yes, sir.
Say offering. And what? Sacrifice. So offering is the flesh, isn't it? Sacrifice is the blood. When you are offering your life in fighting the flesh, it means another flesh is being raised in you. The way Jacob served Laban, 7 years looked like 7 days. Yes, in fact, I say 7 years. 14 years. We are sorry. We don't used to give first the egg more. So before the okay. Fulfill our week. Another 7 years. And before you know it, pop, the thing looked like yesterday. Love is stronger than death. Jealousy than the grave. So imagine there is a place God is taking us to that service will be fast. You don't think it. How Jesus will live. Do you know the love that Jesus has for his father? Say, for God so loved the world. Say, for God so loved the world. It was not Jesus that loved the world, though. Who loved the world? It was because Jesus saw the heart of God. And he was willing. See Isaac. Isaac did not hear any instruction from God. Isn't it? It was who had? It was Abraham that here sacrificed thy son, whom you love. Your only son, whom thou lovest. That is sacrifice. Isn't it? But before you can sacrifice, you must have been offering. Leave your father's house. You did. What's that? Offering. Amen. Listen to your wife and chase that woman out. He obeyed. What's that? Offering. But this time, we want to move you to a mountain. A journey of 3 days, isn't it? It's not even go and do it behind your house. You want to go and die. You want to go and kill your son. And you are still journeying there. Every step is death. Oh my God. You know, when they say Abraham is the father of faith, walk that way. Is it? When you look at the boy, so this is the last time I will see this boy. He will move again. The boy will ask him questions, they will jeez, they will laugh. Remember, whom he love. Kai. Do you know, some years back, it was in Canada, is it Canada or UK convention? I think it was during COVID. We had it in Faith Plaza. It didn't travel. Reverend K was talking about, that was 2020, was talking about this issue of Isaac and, what was this other boy? Ishmael. And for the first time I saw that, I will turn you. Do you also know that Abraham loved Ishmael? Do you know? Why do you think he was wrestling? If not for God that says, listen to your wife. He won't allow that boy to go. Because that boy also has his own blood. Just like he was given birth from a maid. So imagine Abraham standing in front of the door when Ishmael and the mother was leaving the house. They are carrying your blood away. Maybe never to see him again. Nobody dead. Nobody say he was sick. Ah. Jesus. But the promise is the son of the bondwoman will not inherit the promise of the son of the woman, of the wife. Follow me. When that transaction was going on, they got to a point where the boy asks, sir, I think you say we are going for sacrifice. I saw wood. I saw fire. Everything is set. Where? Where exactly is the ram for this sacrifice? That is where some of us will break down and cry. I've been trying to keep it from you since. Oh, but well, the Lord said I should kill you. So they will now sit down on the floor. And they will now be, Father, don't cry again. My son, cry. Oh, don't cry, cry. From there, you will not do that will. You won't kill that boy. You won't kill that boy. Abraham is not a simple man. In that condition, he looked up and said, God will provide himself. What an answer. May God. So, Daddy was saying it on Friday during school of ministry. The role of a man a male man. That arrangement, Abraham couldn't have informed Sarah about it. That thing will not happen. And eyes, look at the interplay of these two men. So God can only be the God of Isaac. And he was tying his hand. My father, what are you doing? I'm obeying God. A man that, Isaac is not a small boy though. If they do grugrigri on that mountain, somebody will follow. You know they are on the mountain. You know they are on the mountain. Hey, kill me, don't kill me. Hey. Maybe it's Abraham that will fall. Or Isaac will fall. Somebody will fall from that mountain. No? Somebody's head will break. But the guy was like a sheep to the slaughter. So the guy was playing out a script unknowingly. So even when Jesus was crying, my father, father is tied. He can't say anything. Because Isaac was also calling my father, what are you doing to me? What's this? You mean you want to do it? We are obeying God. I'm obeying God. Ah! Isaac is a pattern of a begotten son. Then what is Ishmael? Ishmael is a pattern of the angelic. It is just because it has been ordained that angels will not inherit the promise. They came from God. And God loves them. God loves angels. He loves them. But they can't, they are not begotten of him. Imagine the love between the two of them, that this one is willing to die for what he did not hear by himself. And that is, also yesterday was saying about, so they will tell you, go and pray about these three sisters. I know I want to, it's clear to me. They have not tied your hand. They have not tied your leg. They are still giving you options. We will, because love is submission. How do you know that you love me? How I submit to your will. So when they say, husband, love your wife, wife submit, it's still the same thing they're talking about. You know, they don't want to repeat the same thing. Because submission is what? Imagine Isaac say, I love my father. And they are tying his hand. And Isaac is punching his father. Joe. And Isaac is blowing his father's nose. And he's going to bring knife and use knife, slap his mouth. So you should die. You say you're not dying. You will die today. I don't know what God told me. Die today. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. So the sign of love is absolute surrender. What if Abraham did not hear God? And he's just being zealous. But from the trajectory, from the track record, this man has always not missed God. It will not be on you that you will now be wrong. I don't even understand what I'm saying. You have followed the house. Over some time, you have seen how accurate they have always been on other people's matter, on getting accurate thought of God. But when it comes to your own, you feel I beg you. You will know that you are wrong. Isaac has studied his father. And Isaac knew this man had never missed God. He won't be wrong on my own head. So he put his will in the will of his father. I know people use manipulations in church. Amen. It's not every church you can submit your will. Amen. You submit it, you die. You die for fun. They use your blood to clean your clothes. You know when they use, when they kill goat finish, they will use the knife, blood, to clean the body of the goat. It's not because you have to prove it to see that Reverend Busui is not a wicked man. It's not because it's my past. I don't even know what I'm saying. Church is not a place, we're born there. For I've been watching this man for over 2007. How many years now? I should even do celebration next year. 22 decades of knowing this man. Now, imagine you have been following somebody for 20 years and you have seen his projections. You have seen accuracy of leading. You have seen how selfless he was. Then, when that man is giving you instruction, you should think about it. Because you know that it's not from a selfish mind. Are we seeing Isaac here? The reason why Isaac can surrender, there are many things inside that thing. It's not just because, and it was at the spur of the moment that he knew that is the offering. It was not something that he had been preparing his heart for. For instance, your pastor called you. Karim, my guy. Get ready for wedding. Okay. I should be praying, sir. No, don't pray. I say get ready. Okay. You went to collect house. You don't even know the wife. By next, you say, okay, pastor. Glory be to God. Very, very good. We are getting ready. By next week, tell your parents you are bringing a wife home to show them. You will go after service on Sunday. Pastor, but who is the? Don't worry. A lady will follow you to your house. That is exactly how it should be ringing in your brain. It's not something that Abraham has discussed with Isaac maybe 3 nights ago. I said, Isaac, I want to say something to you. Okay, daddy. Isaac. Lori shirishi iriri. Isaki omo mi. Daddy ki lo sele. E so fun mi. Son la rin aje ni mo ni pekoro. Sugma son ele yo san. Oro n tobi titi ka fo be bu baba mi e ba mi soro baba mi. Oro ele tobi o tobi. He didn't give any proverb, up until 3 days of the journey. Imagine Sunday afternoon. Josh now come to meet me. Pastor, you say, I've told my parents, and he was following every instruction. And you didn't say, Pastor, you're my bad one. Kill me. And I said, I just called one sister. Sister, here. The sister said, no, even know that they follow some part. start a marriage. I just said, Joshua, he said, come. We are just planning some things. Pastor, sir, we are going somewhere this afternoon. Where, sir? To visit a church member? No, visit a church member. Okay. You are going to your in-laws' house. Yeah? Eh? In-law, okay? I don't have chemistry for him. Biological. Chemistry. There is no chemistry in sacrifice or offering. It's obedience. Say obedience. It's what? It's better than what? Sacrifice. So what is the real sacrifice? It's obedience. Say blood is obedience. And you can accept. And you say, Pastor, is this the lady you talk about? That you've been talking about? Yes. And the lady says, is this the brother you've been talking about? Anything you say, sir, we are going. In 21st century. That is what Isaac did. In this generation, you need to explain everything. You will explain, your mouth will be dry. He's still not getting it. So Isaac has studied his father to know that this man has a walk with God and is not selfish. And eventually he was able to submit himself to the what? To the will of God. Hallelujah. He submitted himself to the what? To the will of God. And Abraham slaughtered him in his heart. That guy is gone. Yes or no? In his what? In his heart. That son is no longer existing. So sacrifice is the killing of your love, which they will not bring you there if you have not been offerings. So imagine Jesus, the son of the love of the Father. I am trusting the Lord that in this season, the Lord will move us to a zone where we can yield totally to God's demand, to God's will. See this place. Verse 1. Let's start from verse 1. Be ye therefore what? Followers of God as what? As dear to you. So you can be a child and not what? And not a dear child. If you stand on the street of Lagos and you ask, how many children of God are here? Plenty hands, isn't it? Everybody is a child of God, isn't it? But you see, there is something about dear child, which you are not the one that will determine that one. It is the Father that knows who is a dear child. How? By obedience. Now look at two sons. One says, the father said, are you going to go to my farm and help me to work? And I said, daddy, my Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. And the other one, are you going to go to the farm and go and you go and work? He said, no, Baba, I know they go anywhere, I beg. The one who says, I will go, eventually did not what? Did not go. The one that says, I am not going, eventually went. So who, Jesus Christ said, who did the will of the Father? So doing the will of the Father has nothing to do with your mouth. You can say it. It does not mean you have done it. You can say no, and eventually, as you are living, your heart convicts you. How dare am I saying no to my father? And you turned and you do the will of the father. You have pleased the father. So not all that say to me, Lord, 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 shall do what? Shall enter into the kingdom. But they that do what? That doeth the will. Can you see that? That doeth the will of my father which is in heaven. We are in a season of doing, 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 doing the will. Where Mama read yesterday, she was reading that bond servant. Can we read that place again? And I thank God for that prayer this morning that it was mentioned again. When you hear servant in the Bible, he's slave. When you read servant, servant, servant in the Bible, it's not servant as servant, you know, servant. He's slave. A slave is somebody that you bought with your money, like pig, like goat, like cattle. And you can do anything you like. Thank God that instruction came yesterday. People that want to travel to Arab, UAE, Qatar, all of those, Kuwait, all of those. Most of the ladies there, they go for prostitution. In fact, they're not for prostitution. It is slavery. So when they buy you, they can use you for anything. There's one that they do. It's called potty party. So you will open your mouth like this. They will put poo-poo in your mouth. And you will swallow it too. You don't know that. That religion is very barbaric. And many of your sisters and brothers are there. But they will never tell you what they are going through. Because slavery is still well maintained in those places, in the Arab world. In fact, when they see blacks, they will lock you in anything that comes to their mind, they can do it with you because you are their slave. You can call care, family care. Because of money, people will still do it. Let's leave that one. Then let's see that place. After 7 years, okay. And if thy brother, an Hebrew man and an Hebrew woman, be sold unto thee and serve thee 6 years, then in the seventh year thou shalt let him go free from thee, isn't it? And when thou sendest him out free from thee, thou shalt not let him go away empty. Can we read verse 4 together? I can't hear you. Say plainly, say. Not ambiguous statement. Plainly say. What did he say? After 6 years, I love my what? Then, comma, isn't it? This is a mist. Say mist. Why not I love my wife? Some things are hard to be altered. Hard to say. Hard, say hard sayings. Say, I love my master. I love my master. Then I love my wife. Hey! Kagalo, Joel, Joel. If you say, I love my what? Then, so where God is taking us to, you must love your master first. You want to go and propose to a girl, and then the girl, you see, this journey, you are going to be the second in my life. after my pastor. If you say God, you can't understand. You can't be looking like you're spiritual. You say, pastor comes first, then you come second in my life. Go and marry your pastor. Do you know this is not the first place I saw this thing in the scriptures? You are surprised. Should I show you the second one? There is this widow who was owing. Give me that Bible. And he met Elijah. He said, thy servant, my husband. This is man talking here. Let's come. Maybe it is two people that are married. We have seen the account of the man. Look at it. Let's read together. One, two, go. Now, there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto, say wife. My barista. Say wife. So, as he's doing the man, he must do the woman like that. Look at it. Saying. Read it. It didn't say, my husband, your servant. Because all the while, the wife knew that this man is number one in the life of my husband. I am number two. He knows. She knows. So look at, oh God. Look at the order. The head of every man is what? Who is the representative of Christ on the head? Is the servant of God. If you say, I want to see Christ, Christ will point you to his church. And when you say church, if one person, if you have issue with your brother, he say, take another brother and go and talk about it. Then he says, if you will not hear, take another person, you hear. Then if you will not hear, take the matter to the church. He didn't say, come on Sunday and take Mike. Egg them you and enjoy long while I ye. But in bear brother, he could bottom you. No, you don't understand. That's not church. Church is the leadership. If leadership step into the matter and then he is still very arrogant and proud, he said, count him as an infidel. That's the end of the judgment. Nothing after that. He didn't say, after church, go to God and report him to God. They are God. I don't even say, oh my God. Any judgment church passes, especially church of the living God. When Paul said, when you gather them together, pick that brother and hand him over to Satan for punishment of the body, that his spirit might be saved. What? What if I lay Shiloh? You can't go and beg God. Those are the representative of God on the earth. So if this servant had so much fallen in love with his master and said, no, I am not going to go. I love my master. So he had forfeited his freedom on the altar of love. He sacrificed, he murdered, he offered his ram, his bullock, on the altar of love. Imagine. You are expecting that after 7 years, I'll be free. But something caught you along the line. I say, this one is more than freedom. Love is more than freedom. Hallelujah. May we come into that estate in the name of Jesus. Where you will, he said, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. Can we say big amen? Amen? I love my master. I love my wife. So I am not willing to go anymore. So what did he say they should do to that man? Then the master shall bring him unto the judges. He shall also bring him to the door and unto the doorpost, and his master shall bore his ear through with a hole, and he shall serve him. Say, serve him. What bettered this service forever is love. There is a service you will do without love. There is a service you will do when you contact love. So, when you attend to charity, charity is the beginning of a new level of service. So that is why you hear fellow servants, prophets, prophets. Fellow servant. Fellow servant is after Christ has been formed. After you have attained to charity, in love of Christ, you will now enroll in the service, in a forever service. So a prophet is a servant. The higher prophet also is a higher what? Servant. It means there are some service that you will do. Let's pick Jesus for instance. Jesus says, when I go, I will pray the Father. Isn't it? What will make him qualify to ask for the Holy Spirit is a level of growth. There are some things you cannot ask for at your level. If you ask, it can be given. But there is a state you will get to, and you can make requests, and then that request will be granted. So if you ask Jesus, Father, can you give me Holy Ghost and give it to these people? Because you can stand in the place of Holy Ghost in the order where they are, they can choose to release him to the earth. Are you understanding? Because if Holy Ghost lives and you don't have the stature, that place will be vacant. Hallelujah. So he's telling us that there is a love. He said you will now serve him forever. You are no longer thinking of freedom. So they call them born slave. A time will come in your life. Every attempt to be free from Jesus will be taken away from you. So you can now say, if we die, we are of the Lord's. If we live, what are we living for? There is a time in your life when some things matter so much to you. Matter so much. Your money. Say the person that can live, give his life, is it money that will be difficult? Your money, your time, your body, your energy. A time will come. It's just a normal flow of life. If you don't do it, what will I do? What am I living for? It will be propelled by love. So that is why Jesus will not take an offering that is not from a willing heart. What is the meaning of a willing heart? A heart that has found love. Is that not what is in Exodus? The Lord told Moses. Let's see that place. We're rounding up. It's not a long service today. Exodus chapter, okay. Verse, start from verse 1. Let me see. The Lord told Moses. No, where the Lord told Moses, this is where he was recounting it to the people. There is a place where the Lord himself told Moses, where he was on the mount. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that what? They bring me, oh my God, and what? Offering. Of what? Every man. That what? giveth it what? Willingly with his heart. Ye shall take my offering. Hallelujah. So there is a time you can't give offering. Offering here is not Sunday offering where you give envelope and you transfer your offering, Sunday offering. When you hear offering, don't quickly think of money. Amen. There are some things that God cannot collect from you. Be enjoying it. Because you don't have the willingness of the heart. Paul wrote it in the scriptures. There was a time I want Timothy to do something for me, but it was not in his will. We'll come back to this place. Can you look at that scripture for me? Paul is a terrible man. He will write it. Do you know there are sometimes you might say, Brother Imole, can you help me to do something? And it's not in Brother Imole's will to do. You can pick it. And you can say, don't worry. And you have not seen. Because that is at a level. I don't even understand what I'm saying. You have not found it. It's there. Read Bible. Tell your neighbor, read Bible. A time will come when our will be conquered. Yeah. So, your will is now in the will. Say will. W-H-E-E-L. When your will is in the will, anywhere the will moves to, you are there. That is exactly what cherubims are. They spread their wings. Anywhere the will goes to, that is where they go. Cherubims are not people that negotiate with instruction. God cannot say, go to the body of Moses. And he will be saying, when I get there, what will I be doing there? They fly swiftly. When you hear swiftly in the Bible, it's cherubims. The day you start processing Elohim's thoughts, you are not longer a cherub. The day they pass instruction to you and you are processing it, so how will I now carry that thing out now? That thing Elohim said, now, choropo easy. No. Elohim thinks say that thing where you talking like it makes sense. It don't make sense now. That's what we reason with ourselves. Think. The day cherubim start thinking, it has become Lucifer. Actually, they are the highest class of beings on the present earth. Those are the people God says you will judge. Say you will judge angels. If he says you will judge angels, it's not that all angels. We are fine here. Michael, Mutin, would you like to join? Smart thing, Michael. I am Michael. Gabriel, I'm Gabriel. You even ask somebody that you should not talk for 9 months just because he asks you question. Because he asks you question, you say he will not talk. Zechariah, imagine, it's our turn to shine now. What do you have to say to this guy? It should be done for one light year. Shenya Okwaju. Let's make it half. God at least. Is that what they say? When they say you will judge angels, you will live a life that is more swifter than them in obedience. Yeah. You become God's own robots. The reason why God gave you will is to submit the will. You are not expected to use your will outside the will of God. You know, the difference between you and an animal is your will. Isn't it? You have a will called man. The will of man, isn't it? Who were born, not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of blood, but of the will of man, but of God. So it means that what makes you a man is your will. Remove your will from you, you have become a dummy. Man that doesn't want to think, they remote control you. That is the end of the old matter. Whose robot are you? Remove your will. They have tampered. You're no longer a human being. What makes you human is your will. You can choose. In fact, Joshua said, I lay before you this day life and death. He said, but I beg you, you can choose life so that you can live. So the only reason why you need your will is to choose life, is to willingly take that will and submit it. You will not know that angels had will. You think they are also robots, the way they are, until Lucifer fell. You will think angels are very perfect. It was Lucifer that exposes that territory to us. So that they also had a will. And they can choose not to obey or not to obey. But the way they were made, they were created for obedience. So their will was to choose obedience. But Lucifer refused. So, not only him, he went ahead and converted one third. He preached to them and changed their will. Swiftly. Gabriel, he said, that man that flies swiftly in Daniel. That man that flies swiftly. Swiftly. They don't think fire. That where you are sending me to, there is riot there. They don't think it. They will be putting their head there. Why? Daniel 9. Why I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly what? Swiftly. Touched me about the time of the evening oblation. When you see angels, that is the way you should begin to pattern your life. They don't have their will. That night, when Jesus was praying to pick the disciples, do you know the Father told him, gave him Judas's name? If you are the one, you will negotiate. If I'm the one, Father. You know, it was God that gave Jesus all the names. He went, this one will sell you. And yet, the following morning, he still went ahead and appointed Judas. The reason why we don't take instruction is our will now. Husband, have sex with your wife regularly. You will not do it. Alexa. Is it all about sex? His life is more than sex. What's talking? Willy knee. Wife, give your body. Shonjeni. The way the mind is moving acting is too much stuff. Is it food? Hey, and the sisters and the singles will be wondering, hey, me. Hey, okomi agba. Now he could chase me out of the house. And she could chase me out of the house. This is too much. My husband will be coming into the house and be wondering, shut this. What is soon? You will now open the door. You will still. Sweetheart. I've been waiting for you. Until you get to that estate, it will look so easy. Isn't it? You know, in romantic friends, we used to give assignment. I think it started with 30 sexual experience in a month after wedding. Say a big amen. Amen. Somebody asked one question that time. You want to peep into what is happening, romantic friend. What are they doing there? They are always having meetings. They always lock the door. We will not now hear what they are talking about. Where to concern you? We brought you to couples garden. It's not enough. God is still coding the word. There is something I want to hear. Marry. Now look at it. They say every couple, when the first month you marry, you must have 30 rounds of sex. Some guys feel 30. In fact, by the time they were giving feedback, we have done 60, we have done, we moved the bar again. Okay, now you must do 60. 1 month to first month. You don't even know where you are. This is not a religious. There is something that must break. Yes, sir. Some women are married, yet they are virgin. You don't know. You can be married for 60 years and your husband has not disvirgin you. And you have given birth to all your children. Now. We now move the bar. I'm going somewhere. They now move the bar. Say, okay, 60. Imagine. We now realize that people are going. We now ask them. They say, we have done 80. And they are not lying. No. The latest record breaker. You know, is 112. That's the latest. You'll be wondering, hey! What fe pa omo eniyan ni? Imagine you have sex 112 times in a month. Divided by 30 days. What's that? Like, almost like four times. That is the energy in a man. And the wife is also ready. Say, pa mi kin pa ese. We will kill ourselves in this house. But do you know that after 1 year, you know that energy is from a fasting life? I don't know what Brother Alex will do. Kagelo Mekote. When you are seeing a wheezy like this, a generation that will do 200 is coming. So why do you think the God of Israel, say when a man gets married, he should not work for 1 year? The community should be feeding them. The man should be knowing his wife for one. You will do 1 month honeymoon and you run out. You say, I should resume work. God gave them in their law 1 year. Stay at home. No battle. Don't go to Don't go to farm. Don't go to war. Be knowing your wife. It's more than just having sex. Be knowing her. This thing I've given you, you don't know her. Be unraveling her. Some of you, if they put 10 fingers like this, stretch forth your hand and say, pick the one, blindfold you, touch one of your husband, you don't know it. Alogbe Adanix. When you step out here now, do you know the texture of the nails of your wife? If they blindfold you and say, pick hand, they just stretch hand. We don't get time now. When you won't even do the do, you go off light. All light is your own. Off light. Darkness, everything is dark. Bruh, 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 bruh. As if they steal them. Stolen water is sweet. God said, 1 year, don't leave house. Be knowing your wife. You can see the pleasure in the heart of God. That man that does 119, if care is not taken, after 2 years, 1 year, they will be begging him. Ugh. Ugh, Shunjeni. You have forgotten, no? Because your will is alive. So you can attack with hunger. When you have been fasting, imagine the day we are fasting. We fasted 2 weeks ago. And by the time you are looking at your wristwatch, the way that is rounding up this prayer, the way that is. Oh, by the time you hear in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. The way you will bounce on the food, you will tear the line up before we even share grace. So it's not about hunger. That push. But a season where you are not feeling anything, and yet it has become your normal life. When you wake Michael today, it's still the same Michael. How many years has he been created? It's the same. He changeth not. Can you allow your will to be swift? So it means how swift you are in obedience is your real level in the spirit. When you want to say, who is a spiritual man? You will say a man that can fast 70 days. Kaligo, Makane, Levego, Jegana. A spiritual man, they measure your spirituality in how swift you are in obedience. Some, they are 1 hour before they can obey. Some, 10 hours. They will still do it, though, but it will be 10 hours. Some, 1 year, they are still on one instruction. Some, 10 years. Just one thing. I feel the Lord is telling us, heave up your obedience level. The reason for offering is to be able to do sacrifice. If you prepare well, if you use offerings to prepare yourself well, to offer yourself, what did he say? I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of the Lord, that you what? Present your bodies, what? A living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your what? So where your service is reasonable is in service, is in sacrifice. But before you get there, offerings must flow. Don't be rigid with instruction. That thing you are doing will harden your will more. We must be flexible. Can you help me go this way? Before you even finish, you are already gone. Okay, don't go again. Can you come back? Okay, sir. That thing also, you are exercising something. A time will come, you'll be so flexible. What I see my father do, I do. That statement, sir. What if it is not what you like to do that your father is doing? But you have passed that level. What I see my father do, I do. As long as my father is doing it, I am doing it. May the Lord raise us in love. The reason for all these teachings in this season is to bring us to love, where we can now serve well. Any service you are doing outside love is still manageable. It's not yet acceptable. The real act of service to God that is acceptable is when it's born out of love. And how do you come to love? Teaching. Teaching. When you hear, they are tampering with your love. Kai. The Lord will help us. May we attain to that place where our will is one with his. That's very high. That's very high. So who is, hallelujah, who is closer to Jesus? The person who can swiftly obey him is the closest. So when you look at the order, cherubim first, isn't it? Then seraphims. Then might and dominion. Principalities, powers, might and dominions. Then living soul. Can you see? So living soul is far in obedience to God. That's why it can easily go down and sin against God. When you see cherubims, bah! Bah! So when you say, I want to be close to God, it's not by reading Bible every day. It's beautiful to read Bible every day. We are reading it every day now. It's not by praying every day. You can pray every day. But your will is, you are olebike. You know they change. You know they move. You know they, anything where no gel with you, you know, go forget and you go throw them away. That is how far you are to the Lord. Everyone who will be around the Lord, they must be lamps. A lamb will follow wherever he goeth, isn't it? That is how you get close. You close the gap by obedience. I want us to talk with Jesus today and pray. Bring me closer. The way God draws you closer is by giving you instruction. What you do to that instruction will show if you want to come closer. There is no coming close without instruction, without commandment. What you do, you say, this is how I know that you love me, if you keep my commandment. So there is a commandment of love that is being passed across to us today. And he will bring it to you. You will know what God is demanding from you as individual. You will know how you respond. How you respond to those instructions will show, if this boy can do this, let me increase commandment for him. Let me see how he will undo it. If he's joyfully obeying my instruction, joyfully, he's just doing it joyfully, then it means he loves me. He wants to come close to me. When somebody obeys you, it means that person loves you. When someone obeys your instruction, it's not about mouth. I love you, sir. I love you, ma. And anything you say, they will not do it all. And they will say, I love you, sir. No, love is not in words. Let love not be in words. But indeed and in truth. So love is indeed and in truth. So it means that if I want to come into my love, I ask God, Jesus, help me, drawing me closer. Sometimes God has spoken many things to you. You don't do it. You won't do it. You won't obey. But now you are coming back. You are coming back. Every instruction that the Lord has given to you, you are finding grace. It does not matter how you have lagged, the laxity in the fulfillment. But in this season, I obey. Help me to just obey. Even though it might not be easy, it might not be easy on my flesh. God's instructions has never been easy on flesh. Go and ask Abraham. Go and ask how he offered Isaac. If it was simple, if it was easy, go and ask our Lord Jesus Christ. When he hung on the cross at the instruction of the Father, he was hung on the cross and he was shouting, my Father, how are thou forsaking me? It was never easy on the flesh. Instructions are not meant to be easy on the flesh. But when you obey, when you follow it, when you do it, it gives you joy. Today we are praying. Kaskavani. Jumarakata sakatali gadamarukata sekatuka paragata. Egagage lukerushataka dakali amrakanata sakatali ganamarukata saliane. Aseferukata saliana marukataka rekeketo shupra kataliana manante. Jesus, I want to obey more. Father, today we release ourselves to you. We release ourselves from the bondage of disobedience that our will has put us into. We release ourselves. Let the ministration of today release us into more obedience. You will offer your ram. You will sacrifice your bullock. Every disobedient today, you come to an end. As I am hearing it, I am doing it. I find grace to be the doer of the word, not just hearer alone. There is a blessedness in doing. He said, the hearers alone shall not be blessed, but the doer of the word. So today, I release upon you blessing to be the doer of the word. You will be swift in obedience. That time you spend in considering and considering is shortened today. I say, find grace to do it swiftly. And grace is multiplied towards you. Thank you, Father. Glory and honor be unto your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.